Earth and Sky.
In 2008, the World Resources Institute in Washington, D.C. released a new map showing more than 400 coastal areas worldwide threatened by too many nutrients in watery ecosystems. This condition is responsible for life-destroying algal blooms and ultimately dead zones like that in the Gulf of Mexico. Scientists call it eutrophication.
We generally think of nutrients as a good thing, but in the case of eutrophication, it's kind of too much of a good thing, and it wreaks havoc with the ecosystem.
That's Mindy Selman, a water quality expert at the World Resources Institute. She said that 78% of U.S. coastal areas are eutrophic.
We like to say it's a global problem, but with local manifestations.
She said it happens when nutrient cycles are knocked out of balance by an overabundance of nitrogen and phosphorus. For example, when farmers over-fertilize their crops, the excess nutrients flow into the watershed. Selman said ultimately the issue of excess nutrients is a human sustainability issue.
It's a problem that's very cross-cutting. It has to do with the type of energy that we're using. It has to do with the way we grow our food and what our diets are. There is going to be no simple fixes to eutrophication.
To hear the rest of our interview with Mindy Selman, come to the Clear Voices area of our website. I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.